RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
1067 The Fan. High noon in the District of Columbia. Thanks for watching us on YouTube or on Monumental Sports Network. Very excited to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in our friend, Mr. Sam Cosmi. Now, Sammy, there's a lot for us to go through, but let's start with still the most important question. How is wifey? How's baby watch?
Yeah, so the still not here, but we do have a plan. If not, she'll be getting induced Sunday night.
All right.
And hopefully he'll be here, you know, either Monday or Tuesday. So that's the plan for right now.
Okay.
Great. How's Christmas dad present. Doing? How you doing?
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm a lot better. The first couple of days was rough. But as of right now, I'm doing a lot better. And you know, the noggin is doing a lot better. So, but yeah, it was a rough couple of days.
Dude, not to get too involved here, but after the game, I did see in the locker room, you look to be struggling. What are those moments? How scary is it? Cause you know, you've overcome a lot with the knee injury, right? But when you get a head injury, that's a different beast. Yeah. What is the emotional toll there?
Honestly, I just didn't, I've had, you know, little things here and there, but like with head stuff, but like nothing like this. I was pretty thrown off. And for me, it was a different experience. I knew I was not okay. You know, thank goodness for the training staff and everybody, you know, checking up on me and taking care of me and doing all that stuff. So, but yeah, for me, from my experience, it's definitely, it's a very sensitive, you know, topic and aspect of just head injuries and stuff like that. I've never been through a concussion like this. And for me, it was definitely kind of scary.
It's a delicate position to be in. You know, you get to the end of the season, you fought so hard to get back from the knee injury, you get back in the season, didn't work well, you have this, but you also start thinking about the future. Where are you at right now? Are you just trying to take it easy, or are you, like, thinking about what's the possibilities next year?
You know, right now we still got these, you know, final two games, and and whoever's going in and how they're going to play it out, I'm just trying to help them in whatever way I can, you know. And I think from that most part, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we need to do after the season. But as of right now, I mean, I don't have really a lot of thought into that right now. You know, I believe in AP and DQ and what decisions they make in the season, in the off season, I mean. And, you know, we'll see what happens. So, but yeah, I haven't put too much thought into that.
Okay.
Obviously, you don't want to go down. You don't want to be on IR. But I'm really happy for Wiley to get a start. That guy's been so valuable, so versatile, played so many positions and roles. Like, is there any part of you that's happy that Andrew gets a couple starts down the stretch here now?
You know, that's my guy. I mean,
you guys are all so tight, right?
Yeah, we battled for 2 years together, and you know, he's a Swiss Army knife, and the guy can play everywhere. He's a tough nosed guy, and you know, he's a ball player too. So you know, whenever his number is called up, and that opportunity shows, he always seems to really put a good show. So you know, I love Andrew and everything he stands for and everything he does. So yeah, I mean, another opportunity for him to go out there and show what he's all about. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
So the O-line is always so tight, right? And I know, like, you and Bates are really tight, and it seems like Allegretti and Wiley and all of you. When you get to the off season, and there's going to be teams change every year, a fair amount of those guys are on expiring deals, with Wiley and Allegretti specifically. Like, will you guys all get together in the off season? Because everybody lives in different places and stuff. Or will you kind of just, the text thread goes on?
It's more so the text thread goes on. We all get really, you know, busy throughout that time. I keep in constant contact with a bunch of my guys that have been here and, you know, have left, and that connection and those experiences never go away. So it is part of the business. It's a it's a rotating door, you know, and it is what it is. But at the end of the day, you know, those memories that you've created over the time and over all the battles that you've had with one another, it's special.
They last a lifetime.
Yep.
I know. Yep. There was it Vigil? I know somebody used to set up a big hunting trip. Was that Colt? Did you ever go on that? Is that before you?
No, I think that was before me. Right now, some of the guys go, I think the O-line, I'm going to have to stay. Like, we have a Miami trip they're going on. I can't go because of the baby.
Right.
Unfortunately. But yeah, like, they'll do something at the end of the year, depending on what that is and how they plan it out. But yeah, I can't go because of the little one.
Sure.
So.
Sure. Will you guys try to take a nice off-season trip somewhere?
We have some ideas. I think it's just funny. I think from last off season to this one, was last off season really feel like off season for me and my family. So I know health and like getting my wife wants to get back in shape after having a baby and doing all that. And for me, I want to be in crazy physical shape by the time I come back for this next season. I really want to have a really good season next season. So yeah. I'm going to be working my ass off and putting in the time to really develop and just stack on and get better from what I learned from this last off season.
Don't work all of it off, Sam. We're going to need some in that running game next year, right?
Oh, no. I'm going to keep the weight.
I'm messing with you.
I'm going to keep the weight.
Talking about Commanders right guard Sam Cosmi here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Sam's weekly Paisanos Players Chat are brought to us by Paisanos, not just pizza, something for everyone. Check them out at paisanospizza.com. Dude, it is Christmas, and I'm curious if you have like a favorite Christmas memory as a kid.
Yeah, that's a good question. I used to go to church Christmas Eve, Romanian church, and we used to have a service at nighttime, and after that we would go to my aunt's house and we would stay up till 3-4 o'clock in the morning, just having a good time, the whole family. I have a really big family, and eating, playing board games, you know just having a good time. Those are always like my favorite memories, just because of, there's nothing like being with your family.
Yep.
And for me, that's the most important part in life, is those moments and memories that you get to create with your family members, people you love, and being able to have those times growing up was like the most special part of the holidays.
Mm. That's great, man. So you are proud of your Romanian heritage, as you should be. I've Googled Romanian Christmas Eve traditions. Tell me if any of this resonates with you. The star carol, a specific carol about the star appearing.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
We would have carolers. Like the Romanian church would have carolers come to our houses. They would take a van. That was one of the songs they would sing. But that was one thing they would do for sure.
What about the goat dance?
Dance?
Goat dance.
It says the goat
no,
dance.
No, I don't know about that one.
Okay, me either. what about this? It's lucky if the first person to enter the house after dark is a man, bringing good fortune. The first visitor.
That's funny. I've never heard of that. That's
hilarious. All right. I got another one. It says, don't throw out the garbage as it's believed you're throwing away luck and wealth.
Huh. Yeah, we never carried any of these to the States, I guess.
Okay.
Hey, we got to get rid of the garbage, though.
Yeah, the garbage got to go.
I mean, my pastor has the big garbage bag and all that type of stuff. Don't worry. Like, we'll clean house, you know, after we get done.
A dad's job on Christmas is to be overly worried about the wrapping paper. Walking around with the trash bag, throwing everything
in. Like,
for me,
I was trying that last year, but then my grandson found a little box. He didn't care about no toys. He played in the box the whole damn day.
It's always something that's not a toy. They start playing.
Yeah, 100%. I was like, I should have just bought a box.
The shiny wrapping paper or something. Now, I'm going to hope she's not listening, so we don't want to give anything away. But what is Santa bringing for your daughter?
He already told you had to put together the stuff.
Yeah, so I got like a jungle gym thing.
Yeah.
And then a foam pit for we're kind of just doing the basement. It's cold outside. She likes to run around. She's a crazy little girl. So I bought her a little foam pit that she can jump in and have fun. She likes these things called like little people, and she loves like little people houses and stuff like that in play. She's starting like do the pretend and everything like that. So she loves playing with little people. So
that's great.
We got a bunch of that type of stuff. Yeah.
Sam, you said that a couple of times. Just show you, JP don't pay attention, man.
JP,
them big ass ears, and he can't hear what you're saying. You told us. You say, man, I got to go down and put this thing in the basement.
I thought there might be other stuff. I don't know. It's still topical. Christmas is tomorrow. Dude, have you considered, or I don't think you do this, and maybe I've missed it if you do. You know how more and more NFL players are putting like the flag of their heritage on their helmet?
Yeah.
Have you thought about doing that with Romania?
I have it. If you look at all my pictures, I've had it for the whole year.
Okay. Hey, Nadia Comăneci from Romania?
Great job by me, not noticing.
Wasn't Nadia Comăneci a great gymnast from Romania?
Yes. Yeah, she's very, very famous. My grandparents talk about her.
Well, like, let me tell you.
If you bring up that name, they're going to go start telling stories.
Well, you know, you would get the little cards with the encyclopedias back in the day. And I kept a little card in my pocket. I told people that was my girlfriend.
Didn't she have the perfect 10?
Yeah, I think she did. She was unbelievable, dog.
She won a 5-time Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah, yeah. She was insane.
Doug, at age 14, Nadia Comaneci was the first gymnast to be awarded a perfect score of 10 at 14 years old.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Wow, that's crazy, man.
Lil B. Mitch walking around it. Lying to his friend. Yeah, it's my girlfriend. Never met in my life.
I'm now I'm looking at your helmet. That's cool. You got the flag on there.
Yeah.
Also, 70. Do you know what you posted on Instagram 76 weeks ago today?
Oh, I don't even know what I had for dinner last night. that's a joke. I'm joking. No, I don't. What did I post?
76 weeks ago today, it's a picture of you, and it was like the commander's photo shoot day, so it's you in uniform, and the caption is, I'm bringing sexy back.
Yes. That one was a good one. I need to start doing some more fun posts. I had some ideas this year, but I haven't, maybe next year.
You did post yesterday or this morning, Tressway making the Pro Bowl. How excited are you for Tress to get there?
I mean, dude, what a stellar guy. I mean, you've been here, you've been in locker, you guys have talked to him. I mean, he's one of the best guys to talk to and be around, and to see him get the recognition and to do that, it's pretty cool. So you know, I'm really, you know, I think the whole organization is proud of him and you know, loves who he is and is really happy for him.
I couldn't be happier for Tress, especially, you know, I mean, he's 35, 36 and still performing at a high level and still committing himself to the team and all the work he puts in. What is your game plan tomorrow? Will you go tomorrow? You're on IR, especially if you're still dealing with a concussion. You might not want to be out in the daylight. Like, I don't know what your responsibilities are.
No, actually, I won't be going to the game, unfortunately, tomorrow, just because of I still have some symptoms and stuff like that. So, and recovering, and there's still some things that is messing with my head. So, yeah, I won't be there, unfortunately.
How hard is that to not be there?
I mean, it sucks. I mean, not being with your guys, and you know, anytime you're removed from, I just remember the first, you know, couple weeks of being on IR, it's like you're just kind of trying to get better and you're kind of removed from everything. I almost feel like a ghost, you know, sometimes, because you're just not a part of, you know, trying to, you do as much as you can, but you're not trying to, you know, help win the ball game, if that makes sense, and help your guys and do that and be a part of that. So yeah, it definitely sucks.
Yeah, that's tough, man. What do you think for tomorrow's game? Like, run the ball? You think Terry and Debo have a big day? Just kind of going into it, what are your thoughts?
You know, I believe in our guys. I've been happy with the aspect of, like, that we've been leaning a little bit more into the run game than prior. So for me, that's something that I think just complements everything else and allows everything else to develop. Play action, you know, drop back pass. Establishing the run, to me, especially early on in the game, just helps everything else. Mm-hmm. You know, and games don't go perfect, you know, like, you know, you're going to have a 1 yard game. You're going to have a, you know, maybe a minus one, but like, if you keep doing it, like, they're going to start breaking through, and then that just softens and brings everybody back. And the, you know, the safety's down, everything like that. And it opens up, you know, deep balls and stuff like that. So, I personally think I would hope they would, you know, start off with the run, and then everything else would kind of just fall into place.
You always want to start with the run, dude. That's all our conversations. You're not wrong, though. I agree with you. What, Dan Quinn just formally announced that it's going to be Josh Johnson starting tomorrow. What is that like for the O-line when there's so much quarterback change in a season?
You know, it's different, you know, for sure. Luckily we have, you know, three guys that, that, you know, are just really good guys that we, you know, have built relationships with. And, you know, I think for anybody, it's better to get a week under your belt of practice, or just a couple, just the cadence, how they operate, what's going on with that, like, just figuring out those little details, you know? So But yeah, it's definitely difficult in some, you know, shape of like, hey, putting in a new guy, his tendencies, what he likes to do and how he operates, you know, it's just different.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. Well, listen, dude, very Merry Christmas. Looking forward to your family welcoming in a new bundle of joy. And take care of yourself. Seriously, dude.
Yeah, definitely, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. You guys have a Merry Christmas as well.
You do the same,
you too, bud. That's our friend Sam Cosmi joining us for his weekly Paisanos Players Chat. Sam is absolutely one of the good ones, and we're hoping and praying the best for him and his family. They got a busy week ahead, man. You got Christmas with a little one, at some point welcoming a new little one to the world, and he's working to overcome that concussion. We always appreciate Sam making that time for us. We're going to do a little Christmas conversation when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley. B, we've talked plenty about it, how much we are hooked on the Collars & Co. polo shirts. You might have seen them on Shark Tank. They look like I've got a dress shirt on, but it feels like you're wearing a t-shirt. You can wear one under a blazer for a very crisp look. You can throw one on in the morning right off the hanger. You don't have to iron it. You don't have to dry clean it. You could do anything. Go out to dinner with your wife, go on television, play some golf, or just hang out with the fellas. They're comfortable, but you look crisp. Collars & Co. knows what they're doing. The merino wool polos are fantastic. Go check them out at their pop-up store in Congressional Plaza or check them out online. Collars & Co., game changer.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.